feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, clothe the naked, shelter the traveler, comfort the sick, free the imprisoned, bury the dead. Do you know what they are? The corporal works of mercy. They describe God's people. Six of these come from the parable of the Last Judgment in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, where there is a description about how God's mercy will be given to those who have been merciful. Remember how it goes, "When did I see you?" Each verse says. However, the last one that I named stands alone, and perhaps that's why it's given a day of its own, a yearly celebration, a feast and a grace. There's no such thing as All Sick Day, or All Hungry Day, or All Travelers Day, but there is All Souls Day. The times in which we live vividly and wildly are inconsistent when it comes to the human body. On one hand, we are fitness crazed, and a great deal of money and energy is spent on being in shape, looking good and healthy and young. For most of us, it's a waste of time and money. But then at death, for too many, the body becomes almost an inconvenience, and at worst, an embarrassment to be disposed of quickly and discreetly. We seem to be confused about what this is, this body in which we live with joy and with faith, discovering who we are as God's children. To this confusion, the church speaks with divine wisdom and hope. And this is the day to do that. This work of mercy is not simply about the customs we have for burial of human bodies and the respect we have for human remains. It's about a respect for life, all life. It's about how we respond to those who are grieving with compassion and understanding, and how we embrace our own grief and yet cling to hope for everlasting life, which we profess in the Creed. This day we acknowledge that grief is a part of living and sharing in the life of Christ, whose grief over Jerusalem and whose grief at the grave of his friend Lazarus tells us something about a God who knows about grief. A God who grieves over a sinful and unfaithful children who turn away from him time after time, children of his own making. This is a God who grieves the death of his only son. This day, then, in our grief, draws us close to that God. Grief is only possible for those who love. It bears witness to love gratefully. And the memories we have for those who have gone reveal the power of that love, and that defeats death. The final act of kindness to Jesus Christ was a decent burial. And that provides for us a model of respect and kindness for each other. The gospel we proclaim today stirs hope in us, not just for those we have buried, lovingly remembered and grieved, but hope for ourselves who will one day follow those who've gone before us. For them and for ourselves, we proclaim today a risen Christ who has said, as we heard, and will say again, "I bid you, arise."